You're listening to the world's best business podcast with Steli Efti and Heaton Shaw,
who insisted on having Steli's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers.
If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
Hey guys, this is Heaton and Steli. Today we're going to talk about advice on it. We're going to give advice on advice.
Yep.
Why? Why do we want to talk about this?
I think we both give a lot of advice.
That's true.
And we probably also get a lot of advice, just like everybody else.
Yes.
So in my experience, you and I have a very similar approach to giving advice. I think our styles are different,
yeah,
for sure. You're really loud and kind of aggressive.
You're kind of like timid.
I'm probably meaner than you. But yeah, so I think we have a similar approach and different styles. And so you're one of the few people that I can talk to about this and feel like I'm not going to pull my hair out.
All right, let's talk about it. I mean, I totally agree. From my perspective, yes, I do give a lot of advice. I ask for a lot of advice.
Yeah.
And once you do that for a long time, you kind of figure out, A, you get better at it, hopefully, but also you figure out what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, and it's a two-way street.
Yeah. All right, let's start with that. Why is it a two-way street? What makes it a two-way street? How do you think about it?
Yeah, my take on that part of it is that the onus is on both parties to figure out how to give advice or how to give and receive advice. So it has everything to do with how you ask for advice as well as how the other person approaches giving you advice. And depending on what you actually want to get advice on, you might, and who you're talking to, you might have a different approach. So I have opinions what I think are bad approaches. I'm sure you might. And I've got opinions on what I think are good approaches. But the short of it is it's a two-way street.
Let's break this up into bad and then good.
Awesome.
How not to give and take advice. Do you want to do both sides of it or just one, giving advice or taking it? All right,
think both.
All right, let's talk about
that.
What are the no-nos? How do you give bad advice? Let's start with that and then how do you get
I'll start with
advice?
One and right. You can go to another go bad back. Advice.
Yeah.
So the one that I is a pet peeve of mine, which is bad advice, has to do with the person asking for advice and the way they ask it. A lot of times people will ask me, for example, I started a company called Kissmetrics. So they'll ask me, hey, when you started Kissmetrics, how did you think about raising money? And I think that's an awful way to start because you're asking me a question that's a historical question about facts or truth about what I did. But really, you're trying to figure out, in that example, I'd flip it on you and say, oh, are you considering raising money? Well, tell me about that instead of telling them about my experience. Because really, they want my help to think about their problem, not to learn about what I did. Because they can learn about that in a lot of ways. And so that's not the most effective use of both of our times, in my opinion. Yeah. It's also not the best way to give advice, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's awesome. That plays into something, you know, that I'm thinking a lot about or something that irritates me a little bit, which is, you know, when you ask for advice, the question is, do you really ask for inspiration? Do you really ask for, like, because we all know that there's things we do that feel like the actual thing, but are not the thing. Like, it's like masturbating versus making love to somebody, right?
Yeah, big difference.
Big difference. It's kind of, it has some similar attributes to it, but it's not the same fucking thing.
No.
And with a lot of times when people come and ask for advice from me, I can sense sometimes the pleasure they're taking in hearing me talk about something inspirationally that makes them feel like we've now accomplished something, although nothing is accomplished yet and they won't do anything.
Do you like giving that kind of advice?
No.
Neither do I.
No.
I don't even entertain it.
No.
If somebody is in that mode,
yeah,
I generally try to get them out of the mode or just attack them, to be honest. That's what I do.
Yeah. I mean, and this points to a mistake I think that a lot of people make when seeking advice or also giving it is I always say the most effective you want to get advice from somebody that's one step ahead of you. You want to give advice to somebody that's one step behind you. Because that's the most actionable advice. You just lived this issue 6 months ago. So when you talk about it, it's both still timely. You know, your ideas are much fresher. Your experience is much more kind of relevant in the context of what's happening today. And you can relate.
Yeah.
Versus if you ask somebody, hey, 10 years ago when you did this, how did you... That's now more history, entertainment. Yeah. I'm interested in that, but sure. more of chit-chat, like, oh, I'm curious about this. I want to be entertained.
But that's not advice.
But that's not advice. Like, what you did 10 years ago is not really going to translate into what I need to do today.
That's right.
And also, when giving advice, the people that can take, usually that get the most out of the advice that I give are people that are just a little behind me. Like, their company is 6 to 12 months behind the transition I just made, and they're looking for a way to make that next step.
Yep.
So now when those two sides meet, real things can happen and advice can really be truly valuable and actionable. Versus if you get to people that are, you know, everybody wants to go